Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 393. Visible translated text is as follows. No blood spots on one tee. I don't think anybody could answer how many strands of hair Barrett found. They were wound around the lever. I don't think there were over 6 or 8 at the outside. It was pretty hard to tell the color. It is my understanding that Barrett has been doing most of the discovering done in the building. He has lost quite some time since the murder, and buys quite some extras and reads them. The white stuff particularly hid the spots. It looked like there had been an attempt to hide them, but you could see the spots. It looked like the man who tried to hide them, if anybody did, made a smearing motion and left the spots showing. I saw no blood spots on Mary Fagan's machine. There are hundreds of pay envelopes distributed every week in the factory. The rule is that if a person goes outside of the factory and finds an envelope short, we do not correct it. As the pay envelopes are distributed, they take them and tear them off. Just like this one. The employees take the money out and scatter the envelopes all over the factory. On the second floor where the metal room is the main place where you find the pay envelopes. I was present on Monday morning when the time slip was taken out. I was looking over Mr. Frank's shoulder. Mr. Frank, run it down the number side. This time slip, Defendant's Exhibit F, looked like the one. Mr. Frank looked down the number side and said it was all right and I verified it. I didn't notice between 915 and 10129 if there was any punch, or between 1104 and 12, or between 2103 and 3101. I identify this, Exhibit 1 Defendant, by the numbers 6101 and 6132. I look over the financial sheets every Saturday afternoon. The factory week runs from Friday morning till Thursday night. The financial sheet is usually completed about 5130 Saturday afternoon. The financial sheet shows the week's operation of the